Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, how about a little Texans practice update before we get to the concussions? The confessions.
Man, your head is in the...
That was very Freudian.
Well, to be fair, that was, yeah. At least three concussions that we're looking at right now.
That was very Freudian. But a little update here. You want the good news or bad news first?
Go ahead and hit me with the bad news first.
Well, there's more bad news than good news.
Oh,
well,
get the good news out the way. Dear.
No,
go ahead and get the good news out the way. Yeah.
Nick Chubb has returned to practice for the Texans. Will Anderson has returned to practice for the Texans.
Yes.
That's the good news.
There's one more, isn't there?
Is there another one?
There was one more that had returned to practice. Here, let me get it for you. Go ahead.
Titus Howard and right tackle Titus Howard, right guard Ed Ingram are not present at the portion of practice open to the media. Tight end Harrison Bryant at practice, but observing, not practicing. Also, Luke Lachey, who is another one tight end that could be called up, not practicing in the portion of practice. Running back Damian Pierce, not practicing during the open portion of practice. So, still,
but Nick Chubb's back, so everything's good, right?
Nick Chubb is back. I guess everything's good.
Danico Autry also at practice.
So he's at practice, as well. All right, confession. I don't know if there's always a number, is what I say. Like, would you do this for $1,000? No. Would you do it for $100,000? Yes. You know, there's always a number, you know.
Man.
There's always a number that you would do something for.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
That number right now would have to be really, really high for me to book a flight tomorrow.
Oh, really?
It would have to be.
What's going on tomorrow?
I don't know what that number is, but every major airport is reducing air travel, quote, meaningfully starting tomorrow because of the government shutdown. Obviously I'm a United guy, and I got a notice from United. Basically, every major airport in the United States, 10 to 20% of their flights are going to be reduced starting tomorrow.
But why would that change from tomorrow?
Like, I don't know. I guess tomorrow's the reason.
Not for that. Why would your opinion change? Because really, they're just...
Because it's going to be a million times worse, I'm exaggerating, than now.
Oh, you weren't talking about safety. You're just talking about inconvenience of time.
Four, 5 hours.
Got you.
Just to get through security.
I'm sorry. I thought you were worried for your safety. You were just worried about your time. My bad.
Yeah, my safety. Whatever happens, happens.
He's like, if we fall in the sky, it's fine. But don't you dare have me waiting at the airport for 4 hours.
Don't make me wait for... Because right now it's 3 hours in a lot of places. And they're going to reduce it even more. United, flat out on the text that I got, said, try to book another flight.
They said, don't even bother.
Like, get a backup.
Don't even come through.
Yeah. Dude, that's just to get to security.
Yeah. This is just the TSA line?
Yes. Just the line. And then everything else, you know, just everything else matters too.
So would you book a flight for $5,000? Like, if you get $5,000 if you book a flight tomorrow?
Yes.
I probably would. It also depends on where I'm going. Like, if say, hey, you're going to go to, you know, Omaha to cover a basketball game. I'd be
brother,
like, nah,
you
I'm
are
out.
Being bougie right I, now,
I,
man.
I yeah, out. I was like, the question you asked is crazy. I'll $5,000.
That's $1,000 an hour. So that's a good way to look at it.
Buddy, if it was just a flight over to San Antonio, I'd take that.
Yeah.
I got time.
Yeah. I got time.
Y'all act like y'all time is all that much value.
No, it's the frustration. I don't need that. I mean, it's just awful.
Bring a book.
Bring five books.
I mean, crazy.
Look, I wouldn't. I mean, to me, I hate booking around holidays anyway because just the hassle.
Yeah.
I definitely ain't trying to book anything anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking money, if somebody said, hey, I'll give you $1,000.
Put up with it.
Yeah, I go on and do it. Let me get this money.
Yeah, honestly, and maybe this is showing where I am just personally. If you get to three digits, I'll go ahead and take that. You pay me three digits to book a flight? I got you, dog.
All right, here go. $200.
I'm
not going that far.
I'm not trying to be bougie. It would be at least four. A good four.
Four digits?
Yeah, good four.
Y'all wild bougie, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta admit, I think that I might need to change my expectations for one Alperen Şengün.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys are my witness. I came out before the season started and said that I think Alperen Şengün, All-NBA, lock it, right?
Yeah.
So this ain't me just riding the wave. I was already in a place where I thought this was going to be a good year for him. And he's already come out and looked good. And Danielle Lerner of the Houston Chronicle, writing a piece after, again, the Rockets have a fantastic game in Memphis. Josh Okogie was knocking down some
three pointers
as well.
Very good, yeah. We didn't mention him.
And in pursuant to that, Danielle Lerner wrote this little snippet, or this snippet from her piece. While Thompson Şengün, that connection is the crux of the offense, Rockets chemistry is team-wide. Log into evidence the comment that Alperen Şengün made in the post-game locker room to Okogie, who drilled three consecutive three-pointers in the third quarter. Quote, Josh, I know when you're going to make the three or not. When you get the ball, you spin it in your hands to make it the right way. Alperen Şengün is looking and seeing like, oh, I know that detail. I see when he's going to knock it. You know what that sounds like to me?
It sounds like he's trying a little too hard to me.
But here's the thing. Like, we've heard.
I knew you'd make that.
We've heard comments about, like, LeBron James passing the ball mm-hmm. to his teammates and knowing exactly how they like the laces, so he passes it in such a way to help them make it. That sounds similar to that to Alperen Şengün.
And similarly, it sounds like you're trying a little too hard. Nah, LeBron cannot figure that out.
I've heard this
a
number of times from dudes that play with him. Like,
Can't do it.
I believe it. And it's to the point where I go, I might need to raise this bar for Alperen Şengün to MVP caliber.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm at that place. He's playing at such a level where I might need to go, you know what? MVP shortlist
is
the expectation I have for Alperen Şengün.
He's playing
at MVP shortlist.
Man, you are all in.
Should I not be?
Basically, everything you just said, I'm skeptical about.
Feel free. I'm glad that dynamic has changed. It feels like I'm usually the skeptical one, so I'm glad to be the optimistic one here.
This guy is saying that LeBron can throw a ball to you from, let's say, 15 feet away, 10 feet away, and the laces would land exactly how you want them.
Jason Williams used to do it all the time.
Are you freaking kidding me?
White Chocolate used to do it all the time. What do you mean?
He couldn't do it either. Nobody can do that.
People can do it. People do it. John Lopez, and I think Alperen Şengün might be on the cusp of doing things similar.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like he might be in MVP territory.
Man, my brother need to stay off of Rockets Twitter, man. Goodness right. gracious.
I'm drinking the red Kool-Aid, dog. Drinking it.
Man, I hate to do this because I think this guy's a really nice guy, and he caused no trouble, no off the field. Just seemed like a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Davis Mills is a buzzkill for me, man.
Is it his voice?
I
think it's fair to
say. It could be a part of it. It's not a thing where I hear his voice and I get mad, but I just think him being here in 20, just getting drafted and end up playing, and then the next year he end up being pretty much the face of the franchise. He was QB1. They gave him the keys to the car.
Yeah.
And just all of those memories just go back to me whenever I hear him talk now, man.
I
hate that. He's a good guy. I think he just is he married now? I think he got engaged or married or something like that. Seemed like a really nice guy, but just hearing him at the press conference, it was just a buzzkill, man.
It wasn't my confession, but I'm kind of there with you in a little bit. And I do think his voice, it just sounds it like you don't think dog. You know, you don't think that's a dog.
Or or honestly, remember a couple of years when Case Keenum ended up starting over him?
Yeah.
They went with Case Keenum. Hearing Case Keenum at the podium, it was just like, okay, it's Case Keenum.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you might not think you're going to win the game, but it's like, okay, Case, he got a little something, but just Davis Mills, it was just like a buzzkill. It kind of got me worried about the game a little bit.
So you're telling me if you were trying to find the dog equivalent of Davis Mills, that he be droopy dog? Is that what you're telling me?
He be droopy. That's a good one. See, you redeemed yourself. I got one more quick one because it's a public service. They got Debbie the Texan.
Debbie
the Texan.
Like, hacked?
Yeah, I saw that.
And now, is McClain have his back yet?
I don't think so, but
last time I checked,
he got some serious people on the job trying to get his account back.
And then I saw it's a direct message that you get, and I've gotten this message where this is the public service part, where it's a friend of yours on Twitter or you know, someone you follow or whatever, and I've gotten this from, I forget who, it says, can you vote for me to co-host a podcast event by Spotify and Google?
That's the exact same one, yeah.
I really appreciate your vote. It only takes a second. And it's going to be someone you know.
I got that from McClain. And I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. It's going to be from someone you know. So, just so you guys know.
Don't click any links.
Do not click that link.
Yeah.
Debbie the Texan apparently did.
Oh, man.
Hers is Bitcoin and just completely hacked.
She got a new car.
Yeah, she got a new car.
From Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Oh man, that sucks, man. Yeah. That's the worst feeling ever. Just getting hacked like that, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, that's rough. All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 60. Somebody said, "Wait a minute, do NBA balls have laces?" I meant like ribs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Come on now, you understand what I'm talking about? somebody said opening Twitter messages in the first place is crazy work. Oh wow, okay. You just don't be talking to people, huh?
Hey, that's how I got Prisco, because I lost his number in my phone.
There you go.
So you do open them for reasons sometimes.
Yeah, because if you didn't, we wouldn't have had that fun segment with people. Yeah. All right, you're in the Loop. Coming up next, let's do our Thursday staple around this time. Let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. Play along, rather, and we'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.